End of Perek Yud Aleph in Shaar Tvuno in Shmiras HaLashon, which is probably the final week of Bitochin from the Chofetz Chaim here, and at least in Shmiras HaLashon. So he says last week he was discussing how if somebody, because of his avodas Hashem, does not want to get into a fight with somebody else over money, and the first says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of it. Somebody cheated him. Somebody took something from him. Shalei Kedin. Says the Chofetz Chaim that you could be certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back and he's going to give you whatever it is that you're lacking, because then he gave a mashal. Mashal, when a person has two sons that are fighting over a portion, one grabs a portion from the second son, and the second son comes to the father and he says, I asked nicely for him to give it back and he didn't want to give it back, so I don't want to get into a fight with him. So his father's going to be so happy to give him an extra portion and say, we'll give him a double portion, he says, because he's not fighting. So certainly he's not going to lose out because he didn't get into a fight over his food. And Mamela says the Chofetz Chaim, the same thing when it applies to Parnassa. Not getting into a fight over Parnassa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ensure that you have whatever it is that you're meant to have. Continues the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, in a Hagah on the bottom, he says that not only that, the person that took the, going back to the Mashal, and Mamela and the Nimshal as well, the person that took what he didn't deserve to take is going to end up losing out. He says, why is that? He says, Mechaveira Yigara Tamurazda. When the friend cheats his other friend, when the person cheats his friend, and he takes money that doesn't belong to him, he says he's going to lose out. Kiyadua Shemish Oishik Lechaveira, Urak Shoita Verosha. A person's parnasa is not going to increase, his shefa is not going to increase due to the fact that he cheated his friend. So Kadosh Baruch Hu already designated on Rosh Hashanah exactly how much the person is going to get. This person is supposed to make $150,000. He cheats somebody, he's not going to make now $175,000. All he's doing is the tzmur zeh shenoytel hashpo shebo. Instead, in place of that which he's taking from his friend, he's going to lose part of the shefa that was already nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was nigzar that he's supposed to make $150,000. Now he cheated $20,000 from his friend. So now, instead of the $150,000 that he's going to get in a hetzedik way, he's only going to get $130,000. And because he cheated his friend for $20,000. So at the end of the day, he's going to get the same $150,000. Just it's going to come through the tzinur of Isser, as opposed to the shefa is not going to come down the way that it could have come down, rather will come down in a Ayidei Isser. So what's the difference? At the end of the day, he's going to have the $150,000. First of all, he says, you're not going to get anything. So there's no reason to do it. But second of all, he continues and he says, Soiv dover yeshamomana oval yichala gamas yetzar pleito. And now, it could be that he'll have the $150,000, but the $20,000 that he cheated and he stole is going to cause the other money that he got in a hetzedik oifen to be lost as well. Hashpa k'shir shish lemikvar. The money that he earned through his sweat and tears that he worked 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night for, that in Ikhrami, that money also he's going to lose because of the $20,000 that he cheated. The Gemara says in Sukkah that it's because one of four things that Balabatim lose their money. One of the reasons is that they take the earl of their acheres off of themselves, any earl really, off of themselves, and they put it on somebody else. In other words, by cheating somebody else, now you're making it that person, the parnas that was supposed to come to that person, is not coming to that person. You're taking off your all of making the money, and you're putting it on somebody else, kilu, and you're taking their money instead. Says the Chazal that if you take something which is not yours, then they'll take what is yours. In other words, it's not just that the person didn't gain anything by the fact that he cheated his friend, by the fact that he stole, by the fact that he did something was shaloy al pidin. But it's also, at the end of the day, he's going to end up losing the money that he had without the cheating. It's not only, all you're doing is switching the tzinur of the shefa. The tzinur of the shefa could have come straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead you stole it from somebody else. And Ramela, you did it in Reifen as Isser, and now you're going to pay for that as well. You could have gotten this money in Reifen of Heter, you got it in Reifen Isser, you're going to pay for it. It's like the guy that he steals $100, mentions in the past, he steals $100, and then his tooth is earning them. Just to go to the dentist, and how much does he have to pay? $100. Thinks to himself, what would I do if I didn't steal his $100? How would I be able to pay the dentist? Shkoyach. Had you not stolen $100, then you wouldn't have had the toothache in the first place. You wouldn't have had to lose that money in the first place. The money that you're supposed to get, you're going to get regardless. So it's a person has to be makir this with regard to any time that he's trying to make money, and that is that certainly a person has a everybody knows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is gerizer, how much money a person is supposed to get. So why does a person could understand, he works more, works less, I have to do my ishtadlis. I'm not on such a level of bitachon, I have to do more ishtadlis. So it could be I have to work 15 hours a day. Everybody has their level, and they can convince themselves why they have to do ishtadlis, b'chulu. But where is there a heter to do ishtadlis, which is not alpi halacha, which is not, doesn't work alpi, is not halachically sound. That certainly is not a hashtadlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only get you your money if you do something which is not according to the halacha, if you cheat somebody, if you cut corners. That certainly is no cheshbin. Mamela, certainly a person is not going to gain anything by doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in him doing. V'gamu matriach at HaKadosh Baruch Hu alash v'gzeil l'balof. Not only that, in addition, if a person cheats somebody else, so now he's matriach at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now has to get money back to the original person. It's not enough that you're stealing and you're doing something you're not supposed to do. We also be matriach me. It's ki'ilu at the expense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has to pay back the person that lost the money. Pay back the person that money was taken from him. He has to be mashlemit. And this whole idea is merum is in the parasha with in Vayitze, in the Ma'aseh with Yaakov and Lavan, Yechsev Yomer Alei Malach Halakim Achalim Yaakov, Sonei Nechorei Kol Atudim Aroleilim Atzer Nakudim Nikudim Uvrudim. Says that Yaakov saw a Ma'aseh Bechalim Alaylo, and he saw that the Malach was bringing over a Kepir Shrashi Shom Shiyom Malachim Evin Reisan Me'idar Amasa B'yad B'nei Lavan Le'idah Shebnei Yaakov. That he saw that the Malachim were bringing the sheep from Lavan's corral to Yaakov. Pirush V'shem Atayim Re'ich Motuli Lasis Davrzeh. Aye, maybe you're going to ask, how is it mutter for me to take stuff that belongs to Lavan and bring it to you? Lito mi ashbaasei shalavan v'litein elecho. L'zeh mesayim amalach ki re'isis asher Lavan reiselach. Because I see what Lavan is doing to you. Shehech levez ma'eskortcho esayres moinim v'nata ashbaasecho l'chein anim ma'asar elecho. He says, because I see what Lavan is doing to you. Lavan cheated you. Since Lavan cheated you, basically took away something which is shaykh to you, so I'm giving back from Lavan to you. At the end of the day, in Hanami is getting back. First of all, the person doesn't lose out. Yaakov didn't lose out because somebody cheated him, because the sheep were just being taken back and brought from Lavan's property to Yaakov's property. Lavan, who gained by cheating Yaakov, didn't gain because at the end of the day he lost his sheep. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be kilu matriach to take to be mashlem the chesaron of the. That love and cost the Yaakov, he had to be mashlemit and give him back parnasa. The Chafetz Chaim continues. That was the Hagah. He says, "Avalum lo yasakein." If the son, instead of asking nicely from his father, and in the nimshal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fights with his friend. Yorif tamin mechaver v'zeh. If you're going to fight with the person who's cheating you, you'll fight with the person who's keneged you. Afilo me'emes itay. Even if you're right. Nevertheless, it's not going to be for Nachas Ruach. The person's going to fight with his friend. He asked him nicely. He asked him, please stop doing this. Please, you're taking away. ABC, you're doing something that's really cutting into my vanasa, taking away from me. And the person doesn't stop. So you can keep on fighting. I once heard from a Talmud of Chavetz Chaim, from Mordechai Zuckerman. He said, Rabbi Daniel from Kelm, he looked at Kelm as well. He said, Rabbi Daniel from Kelm would say that a Machlekes Hashem Shamayim is the first 5 minutes. He says, you said your part, and then he said his part, then what happens after that? You said what you have to say, and he said what you have to say. You even said it a second time. After that, then no, machlokes l'shem shemayim. It's like Rishon Lezion says that into machlokes l'shem shemayim sefer l'iskayim. When a person thinks that he's fighting l'shem shemayim, so then the machlokes is going to continue forever. It's never going to stop because l'shem shemayim. How can you back down machlok? The l'shem shemayim is the first 5 minutes. That's exactly what the Chofetz Chaim is saying over here. You said your point, and you told the person what you have to think. The person is cheating you at the end of the day. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you can be guaranteed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be happy if you're fighting with him. Lamaisi took something that's yours. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you don't have to worry about it. Kishi yisnai kein remidas habitochen yizki liris bechazdei b'tivasa shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person is b'yteich and a Kodesh Baruch Hu like this, you'll see the chesed and the sefer Kodesh Baruch Hu, which he said earlier, that you'll see before the next Rosh Hashanah, that the chesaron was paid back. K'may shomar ha-kosif tamu re'u kitev Hashem asher yagev yechzer boi. Taste how good a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. How praiseworthy is somebody, a man, who finds protection in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, takes a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a machzeh. Masha omer tamu re'u la'aris lanu, that which says tamu re'u, taste it and see, to teach us, k'may misha toim davar b'piv hu makir davar anitam echu, just like when a person tastes something in his mouth, he's makir that what the thing tastes like, davar anitam echu, he understands what it is. He says, through the taste, you're able to understand what it is that you're eating, figure out. Kein mi sheish lei be'emes midas habitochon, hu makir es gedol tuvay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chofetz Chaim, somebody that really, maybe there's a gauge for a person bitochon, he says a person that really has midas habitochon, he sees, he recognizes how tremendously great HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teva is. Because he knows that he's not going to lose anything. He knows he has someone to be semichon. He knows, like the Chofetz Chaim says, the person that's really b'teichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much better off than the alchemist. The alchemist is the person that can take scrap metal and turn it into silver and gold. So that's the best. That's the person that has lachara. The best. He's the most set with parnasa. And the Chofetz Chaim goes to show how even he has 10 chesronos that can compare to a Baal HaBitochen. Somebody that's a real be'emes a Baal HaBitochen, says the Chofetz Chaim, really sees how good you could taste. You could mamish taste almost how good tamu ru'u kitev Hashem. That person's b'teich HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees just how great and how toiv and how mali chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is.